are third grade students from Crystal River Elementary School, here to tell you how to keep bears safe. Did you know that 190 bears were killed last year by Colorado Parks and Wildlife because bears were getting into trash? Bears are coming into town and eating trash, but maybe we could fix that. I think Carbondale needs one trash hauler so that bears will stay safe and not get into our trash.
The problem is bears are running out of food like acorns and chokecherries and are coming into our town for an easy meal. Did you know when bears run out of natural food sources in their habitat, they come into our town lured by the smell of trash? This is an easy meal. It is not healthy for them to eat our trash. Did you know that the town has a two-strike policy? If the same bear is caught two times trying to get into trash, they are killed. This is bad because they still get into trash and also get killed. They could start being an endangered animal. The trash is very unhealthy for bears, so they still get food for hibernation, but they might not even be able to hibernate because the trash could make them sick or kill them before they even hibernate. This is really bad because it's one more way bears are harmed, just like the two-strike policy. Bears can break through doors and jump through windows and ruin people's vehicles. These are all bad things, and the reason they're doing it is because they want the food and all the trash. It attracts the bears to come into town and eat the trash. This is why we need to get the bears to stop eating trash. Clearly, bears eating trash is bad for us and bad for the bears. So we think Carbondale needs one trash hauler that services so bears will stay safe and stay healthy.
A way to solve our bear problem is to have one trash hauler that could provide bear-proof trash cans for free or at a reduced cost. Bear-proof trash cans are very expensive, around $220 per can. If people don't have a bear-proof trash can, bears will keep getting into trash. A Colorado Parks and Wildlife study found bears learn to avoid areas where food is not easily available. If they don't eat the food in their habitat, they will come down into our town to get an easy meal. If bears eat big amounts of food to allow bears to store a large amount of fat to hibernate, bears eating garbage is unhealthy but is the easiest way for them to survive winter. Clearly, this shows we need one trash hauler that could provide a bunch of bear-proof trash cans for free or at a reduced cost.
Another reason we need to have just one trash hauler in Carbondale is so that there will only be one day for trash pickup. Single day pickup would also help with wildlife enforcement. This would limit the number to one day per week that bears would be attracted into town by the smell of garbage. When there are too many trash haulers in one town, trash day becomes every day. A bear starts thinking neighborhoods provide daily easy meals. A bear needs to eat about 90 pounds of food per day to have enough calories to hibernate. Trash day every day provides bears with an unhealthy way to get these calories.
Clearly, we just need one trash company to service our town. Carbondale needs to help protect bears by using one trash hauler. Bears are dying because they are lured into town by the smell of garbage. One trash company will help everyone to bear-proof trash containers and limit day to only one day per week. We need to make this change. Contact your town council member and urge them to go to single trash hauler system to save the bears.
This has been a project with Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy and Sanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KD&K. Support for this project comes from Alpine Bank.